So what is your name? Yeah?
Lars.
Lars. Well, not deutscher Name. Wo bist du geboren?
In Wolfenbüttel.
Was?
In Wolfenbüttel.
Wolfenbüttel. Ja, ja, das ist schon, das ist schon klar.
ก็เอาคาร์ดด้วยนะ
ลองให้น้องพาดูบ้างขอโทษอันนี้คือภาพเก่าที่พัง
อะไรเป็นอะไร
อยู่ตรงที่ทำงานน้องเขาที่รถที่เจสขอซื้อใหม
่นี่เหรออ
่ามันแตกใช้มาเป็น10-20ปีโรงพยาบาลไม่มีเงินซื้อ
เป็น
เขาตะก้าใส่ยาเขาทำงาน24ชั่วโมง
ตะก้า
ไม่
แล้วมีอะไรอีกโอ้ตัวใหญ่น่ะแพงนะ
ประมาณ 7,000
ตัวใหญ่ก็เป็นเกือบ1เมื่อนะ
เอาตัวเล็ก
โอ้ยตัวเล็กทำไม
ไม่รู้นะแต่หลวงพ่อเอาหลวงพ่อดูก่อนคือยันที่มันพังแล้วไปซ่อมจนพังพี่นาฏ
แล้วอะไรตัว
ในปะมันเป็นรั้วเอาไอ้ป้ายยามาปะมันเป็นรั้ว
มันจะโอ้ยแบบนี้เหรอ
แบบนี้แล้วก็แบบนี้แบบ
นี้ขอนี่มันมีกระแผงเนา
ะไปดูร้านมันถูกๆแล้วก็มาคุย
เขียนต้องการเท่าไรหน้าราคาเท่าไร
Wolfenbüttel.
Der Braunschweig von Opa.
Naja, das ist der Braunschweig, ja? In der Nähe von Braunschweig. Ja, was bringt dich jetzt hierher?
Ich praktiziere relativ intensiv.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not going out today?
What?
Are you going out today?
No, today I'm flying out.
So, do we think maybe you need to do this?
No! I told you yesterday that I go as well.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood. Okay.
Why should we go twice?
Yeah. You say you want to go, but I thought maybe you don't go together. Okay.
He needs to clean his ears. Yeah, I mean, you are his ears and yeah. Huh?
Ja, was?
ich praktiziere. I practiced do 60-day retreat, Zen killing, total silence by myself, either in a Vipassana, Chittanupassana, limited Vipassana techniques. I've been practicing without a teacher for quite some time. I started on the Goenka side. And I'm also looking to see if somebody can guide me and check whether I'm actually on the right path, which I'm pretty confident about, but never know.
Yeah, it depends on what is your path, you know. I mean, Tibetan Buddhism is not the path, you know.
No, I don't do Tibetan Buddhism. I do the Burmese. I come out of the Goenka tradition, the Goenka Vipassana.
Goenka is also not Burmese tradition. It's Indian tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for quite some years. I actually retired. I can actually work my life around these retreats. I mean, a concrete question I have. The sutras and all the teachings go very detailed, up to the clean entrance, in terms of instruction. But there's very little that I can find that goes beyond that in terms of instructions, both technique and And I was wondering, in your tradition,
set priorities.
No, he needs to.
How old is he?
2 months?
No.
Wie lange ist er schon hier?
Er ist doch schon einen Monat hier.
Ja.
Der war
nicht.
Das ist viel zu früh.
Was? Der war 3 Wochen alt.
Ich dachte, die darf man erst mit 2 Monaten von der Mutter
weggehen. Nein,
nein, nein. Ne? Ja. Das ist jetzt 2, dann ist der doch gar nicht zu klein.
Was?
Wenn der 2 Monate alt ist, dann ist er doch.
2 oder 3, was auch immer. Okay, take your things. I have other things to do.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, Goenka is normally quite good, but only about the Mahdi. About everything else, you know, it is. Yeah, And the Mahesh Desire tradition, it's all about thinking.
I'm very comfortable with the technique. It has worked very well for me.
Yeah, thinking, but you can't think your way out.
No, it's not thinking. It's direct experience, direct realization. That's
yeah, but you know, it doesn't work.
Say again, please.
It doesn't work.
Direct realization?
Yes.
Direct experience?
Yes. Okay. I mean, the way of the Lord Buddha is very clear. Yeah. I mean, he taught it, you know, and because people probably couldn't do it. That's why they don't do it. It is samadhi. Going into samadhi, you know, until there's nothing left. Yeah? I mean, you need this, you know. I mean, you need samadhi. You know, there are 2 levels of samadhi, or actually 3, but 2 levels of samadhi: upachara samadhi and apana samadhi.
Yeah.
Upachara samadhi, where there are no thoughts, where there are no memories. Okay. That is normally what people can do. But there's this apana samadhi where everything disappears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? But this whole universe disappears and nothing is left. Yeah? There's one pointed thing. Yeah? It's called one pointed thing. This is also essential, yeah? Because it is close to the Magga, yeah? To the path moment.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other important thing, you know, that is not taught anyway except here, yeah, is a super practice. A super practice, loathsomeness of the body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you are attached to this body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if you don't like it, this is attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have to undermine the attachment to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's called a super practice. Yeah. Seeing the loathsomeness of the body. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The first part of the practice is, you know, I mean, seeing that the body is not good. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like the car and the driver is not the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But if you're born in a car and die in a car and never get out of the car, you think you are the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
So we think we are this body, but we are not this body. The body is just a tool. The robot, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been in Silicon Valley, you know. I mean, they do a lot of robotics there. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I mean, for me personally, I've come to a point where the body is actually illusion.
What?
For me personally, I've come to the point where the body and even this reality is illusion. It's
illusion.
Illusion. Illusion.
Yeah, but that is a mental. I mean, we don't want to teach a brain. We want to teach a heart. I mean, the heart doesn't see the body as illusion.
You mean when you use heart? That was one of my questions.
Chitta.
Chitta. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the chitta, you know, doesn't see these things illusion, you know. I mean, it knows it is illusion, but it doesn't see it because it is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So it sees it as a tool, yeah, to get to the 4 stages of enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you need this tool, yeah.
And what happens if one has done the first dip into the stream engine? what happens then?
You still have to do the body investigation because there's greed and hatred.
Okay.
Yes.
So just continue straight from there. Not a change in practice, not different structure.
Nothing. There's no just, change in practice. Only the anagami has a change in practice.
Okay.
Only the anagami has a change in practice.
Okay. All right. So it stays the same.
Yeah, it just stays the same. Yeah, I mean, you take the body apart, you know. You see the loathsomeness, yeah. You see the root of greed and hate, yeah. I mean, anything that you like is a form of greed. Anything that you dislike is a form of hate, yeah. You have to see it, you know, and connect. It's all connected to this body. That's why we need a thorough investigation of the body. Without that, you know, you cannot free yourself. And you have to understand, you know, how this illusion about greed and hatred arises. Yeah? And you have to teach the heart, not the mind. And that is, I cannot stress it. People understand very quickly, especially if they're clever. Yeah? They understand and they think that they understood with their heart, but they have not understood with their heart. The heart or the citta is the only thing that can let go. Mm-hmm. Only if the heart has understood. And this is on the level of knowingness. Huh? Knowingness,
yep. Okay.
On the level of knowingness, then the citta knows, you know, I mean, the body is not fine. Huh? Yep.
But once with the level of knowingness, it's still the same practice. Just continue from there.
You need knowingness. You know, it's called sati. Sati is not mindfulness.
I understand.
Yeah? It's mind emptiness. Yeah. You have to use sati panya until the last drop. Until the last drop.
Yeah.
You have to fight, you know, avicca with vina satipanya. Eh? Well, that's not easy. Mm. Okay, so what is the question?
Well, that was my main question. Basically, in the answer, to continue from there. Before.
Yeah, have you done a super practice? Loathsomeness of the body. Did you tear it up? Did you examine it? Did you take one part of the body and have it visually in front of you?
It's not done the loathsomeness. I've already investigated and visually seen many parts of my body.
Yeah, but then you have to take them apart to see them what they are made of. Yeah?
I've done some of it, but not in the same depth that we would teach.
And then you have to compare it, you know, what is the liver, you know, you take it apart, you see it, you know. Mm-hmm. But you also have to see the loathsomeness of the body. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you think, you know, when doctors open the first time the body, you know, they all throw up?
Mm-hmm. Reaction.
It is the reaction, yeah. And these kind of reactions we want, yeah. We want to see, you know, I mean, where is greed and hatred coming from? It is from our illusion about the body. Mm-hmm. It's not that the body is an illusion, it's an illusion about the body. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is something that we really have to understand. Yeah?